God reveals and communicates to us in many ways. He uses people around us to convey a message, or things happening in our lives to warn us. Even our successes, failures, sickness, and bad things around us, to listen to His works and words. In our gospel for today, Jesus Christ recognized John the Baptist as the last prophet of the Old Covenant, who became the fingers pointing to Jesus, the essential task of all the prophets. John fulfilled his task to prepare the way for the Lord's coming and show to others the Savior. During the time of Jesus, Jews were expecting that Elijah would appear to announce the presence of the Messiah when he comes. And John filled the role of Elijah by preparing the way for the coming of Jesus Christ through preaching a baptism of repentance and renewal. Jesus also pointed out that the experience of John the Baptist would become his own experience. He said, "To also the Son of Man is about to suffer at their hands." Today, John and Jesus lived, declared, and proclaimed God's kingdom, and both of them suffered greatly for doing so. My brothers and sisters, at the birth of Jesus on Christmas Day, we celebrate the wonderful news of God's love to the world by giving His only Son. Today, we are being reminded that God's giving was giving unto death, a giving that caused not less than everything. So during this season of Advent, we pray for generosity, that we too may give to others what God has given to us. And as a watchful servant, we are called to turn away from sin and from everything that would keep us away from Him. Also, as we celebrate the memorial of St. John of the Cross, let us ask His intercession to follow the Lord even in the hardest moments of our lives. St. John of the Cross, as man, Christian, Carmelite, he experienced in himself this purifying ascent. As a spiritual director, he sensed it in others. As psychologist, theologian, he described and analyzed it in his prose writings. His prose works are outstanding in underscoring the cost of discipleship, the path of union with God, rigorous discipline, abandonment, purification. Uniquely and strongly, John underlines the gospel paradox. The cross leads to resurrection, agony to ecstasy, darkness to light, abandonment to possession, denial to self, to union with God. So if you want to save your life, you must lose it. John is truly off the cross. He died at the age of 49, a life short but full. So my dear brothers and sisters, may St. John of the Cross intercede for us as we journey this Advent and prepare ourselves for the birth of Jesus.